Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, The Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? You often hear about God as the Father and Jesus as the Son. But do you know who the Holy Spirit is? Jesus described the Holy Spirit to his disciples before he left this earth and said he would be a comforter, advocate, and counselor to them. He would be someone that they could be in close relationship with. The same is true for us. Once we accept Jesus into our life, we're not left alone to follow God. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us, and He will be with us to guide us in our walk with Him. The Holy Spirit can empower you to live life with a greater boldness and confidence than ever before. Now, here's Joyce with today's series, The Holy Spirit.
Today we want to talk about the Holy Spirit, our helper. Now, we all need help. Amen? Sometimes, though, there's a bit of prideful stubbornness that doesn't want to ask for it. And the first thing that we need to know about God is we can't presume and assume that He's going to do something. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. Now, that doesn't mean that God will never help you if you don't ask. But asking God to do things for you can produce so many more blessings than what you would see if you just didn't ask God to do them. And I think a lot of times we think that God's not interested in the little things in our life, but to be honest, He is interested in all the little things because, to be honest, everything is little to Him. See, there's no issue or problem that you have that is not little to God. So you can go ahead and talk to Him about helping you fix your hair, helping you cook your dinner, help me keep a good attitude while I clean out this garage, you know, whatever the case might be. Now, I have people that help me, and I am grateful for the people that help me. Like, I would not have been able to have changed the top they wanted me to change before I came out here if I wouldn't have had a bunch of helpers. And I have an administrative assistant that helps me. She'll make phone calls for me. She makes appointments for me. I have Pastor Mike, who helps me up here in the pulpit, and that's been great for me because for most of the last 28 years, I did it all by myself. And so maybe some of you, when you listen to that, you think, well, man, I'd like to have that kind of help. How many of you would like to have an assistant that just... Okay, now I've got you right where I want you. Because the truth of the matter is, you do. Now, obviously, the Holy Spirit's not going to do your dishes. He's not going to clean out your closet for you. But He can give you the grace to do it with a good attitude. He can give you the energy, the physical energy, the zeal, the passion. He can give you whatever you need to do, whatever you need to do in life. Amen? And I don't know about you, but I lived a long time as a Christian. Just really the only time I really prayed about anything other than my little set prayer that I prayed every day, which kind of went something like, forgive me for my sins, help me be a good wife, help me be a good mother, and above all, help me be a good Christian, because I know if I can do that, then everything else is going to be okay. And I prayed that same little prayer every night for I don't know how many years. But I've learned that I can pray about anything and everything. And boy, once I found out that God was willing to help me with anything I was willing to ask for, and that He's able to do greater things than what we can even ask for, I got over any fear that I had of asking, because I always thought before that you only wanted to go to God with the big emergencies. See, that's one of the great things about being filled with the Holy Spirit and understanding that the Holy Spirit is a person who is committed to you, who is in you and with you all the time, and that Jesus sent Him, the Bible says, to be in close fellowship with you. Let's put up John chapter 16, verse 7. Let me read it to you. However, I'm telling you nothing but the truth when I say it is profitable, good, expedient, advantageous for you that I go away. Now, Jesus said, you're going to be better off if I go away. Because if I do not go away, the comforter, the counselor, the helper, everybody say the helper, the advocate, the intercessor, the strengthener, and the standby will not come to you into close fellowship with you. Can you say close fellowship with me? But if I go away, I will send him to you to be in close fellowship with you. Now think about that. That was the thing that was so life-changing for me when I received the fullness of the Holy Spirit back in the 70s, was that my relationship with God was greatly changed and altered because I felt a closeness and a nearness to God that I had never felt before. And I think that's one of the things that the Holy Spirit does for us. He brings us the reality of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and he brings us the reality of God the Father. He causes us to understand and know that we've been adopted by God as his own children. He's referred to as the Spirit of adoption. And so we need to get busy asking him for all the help that we need. Help in the Webster's 1828 dictionary, which is a great dictionary because Webster was a great man of God, and this dictionary is old enough before everybody started fooling around with the definitions and changing them to their liking. And a lot of his definitions, and you can buy that dictionary, by the way, if you want to, a lot of these definitions are based on Scripture. So the word help in that 1828 version says to aid, to assist, to lend strength, to help a man in his work, to help another in raising a building, to help one by paying his debts, to help the memory of the understanding. I don't know about you, but I need the memory, the understanding. To lend means of deliverance, to help someone in distress, to help someone out of prison, to relieve, to cure, to mitigate pain or disaster, to remedy, to change for the better, to prevent, to hinder an attack, to help forward. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. I don't know about you, but I'm getting even more excited that I've got the help of God in my life. So I think one of the greatest prayers that we can pray is, God, help me. God, help me. Let's all say that. God, help me. You don't sound serious enough. Come on. All right. I just want to going to quickly go through just a few scriptures here. Psalm 10:14. I'm going to get up here and read it. They just had to give me this little light on the pulpit because we won't go there. You have seen it. Yes, you note trouble and grief, vexation to requite it with your hand. The unfortunate commits himself to you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Now, so that's good because if you never had a father, then you can just no longer think that that's a deficit in your life because you do have a father, the greatest father of all, and he is the father to the fatherless. I love Psalm 27:10. Even though my mother and my father have forsaken me, the Lord will take me up and adopt me as his own child. I didn't have good parents. I didn't have parents who knew how to love me. One of them abandoned me, the other one abused me. And so I don't know what all that does to a person, but I know that whatever it did do, God has come in and made up for it, and he's given me a double recompense, a double reward for my former trouble. See, here's the thing, and maybe this will help somebody. With God on our side, there is never any real reason to feel sorry for yourself. Because you're like, whoa. Self-pity is the most useless thing in the whole world. It does not do anything. Nothing. But I tell you what, when I was trying to overcome all my problems, I was addicted to self-pity, and I would get into these spells, and I would want Dave to feel sorry for me. And I remember him looking at me and saying, I am not going to feel sorry for you because that is not what God wants me to do. And I thought, you don't know anything about God at all. He is the father of pity and sympathy and mercy. Oh, I would get mad. But you know what? It really was true. And although I don't think I ever remember being any madder than he would tell me that, it was true because self-pity just kind of keeps you in it, you know? But the thing you got to come to is, okay, it wasn't fair that this happened to me. It wasn't right that this happened to me. But God is on my side. And if I will trust him and do things his way, he will be my vindicator. He will make it up to me. And he'll give me a reward But now please listen to what I'm going to say. We all get excited about getting a reward from God. But the way we get that reward is by doing things His way. You're not as excited about that as you were the reward part. Hey, listen, I'm going to cut loose and say whatever I want to, because I won't be back for a year, and by then you will have forgiven me. Psalm 12:1 says, "Help, Lord." I think this is possibly the most powerful prayer that we can pray. Psalm 27:9 says, "You have been my help." Psalm 38:22, "Make haste to help me, O Lord." I like that one. Hurry up. Help me and hurry up about it. Psalm 41, "There's no need to fear. I will help you." Mark 9:22, "Have pity on us and help us, O Lord." Mark 9:24, "I believe, Lord, help my unbelief." Hebrews 4:16, "Come boldly to the throne and receive the help that you need in plenty of time to meet your need." And Hebrews 13:6, "You are my helper." Now, you know, I'm sure that we can all think of tons and tons of things that we can ask God to help us with. That's great. Cut loose. Ask Him for all the help that you need in any area. Help me get a job. Help me get out of debt. Help me get a nice new car. Help me get a husband. Help me not to have a husband. No, that one's not on there. Help me get this job done. Help me preach good this morning, Lord. I mean, help, 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 help. But I want to talk to you today about one specific area where I want all of us to start crying out to God for help. Lord, help me do the right thing. See, I think we probably don't pray that one quite often enough. It's very easy to ask God to help you get the things that you want. That's real easy for me. But when I ask God to help me do the right thing, I have to first want to do the right thing. And I have to be willing to do the right thing, even if it's not going to be easy. And can I tell you something? This is a good statement for you to remember. Obedience almost always brings pain before it brings pleasure. I think I need to say that one more time. Obedience almost always brings pain before it brings pleasure. And I'm talking about like pain in your soul, in your emotions. It's like, you know, even to go and maybe you've had an altercation with somebody and they're not making a move to make things right. You happen to come across Matthew 5:9 that says, "Be a maker and a maintainer of peace." Oh, I wish I wouldn't have read that.
Thanks for listening. Gain understanding on who the Holy Spirit is when you order today's offer, "Who is the Holy Spirit?" package. This package is available now as either a 4-CD set or digital download for a donation of $25 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Buried beneath years of pretending and fear,
how precious are your thoughts for me, O God,
lies a beautiful creation just waiting to be revealed.
I will give thanks to you because I am wonderfully made.
It's time to discover how to be real, how to be loved, how to be authentically, uniquely you. New from Joyce Meyer. Pre-order your copy at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.